Pastor and author Dave Willis, in his book, The Seven Laws of Love, writes that the key to a purpose-filled life begins with a deeper understanding of love. In other words, the life that is filled with and destined for purpose, and that is all of us, a life that understands that God is love. That the nature of God's love, its basic and inherent features and its characteristics, when understood and implemented properly in our lives, produces joy, fulfillment, and purpose, which is the ability, Jesus says, to produce fruit. That as God's love has or was destined with purpose to deliver us the gift of life, Jesus Christ, that is, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, with the power to save, power to heal, and to bring deliverance. That all who receive this gift, God's gift to us, love, might come to know the fullness of God's love. It is revealed in Jesus Christ. Purpose, Jesus says, of producing fruit, not just any fruit, but fruit that will last. So that whatever you ask, he says, in my name, Father will give you. What is it that you need this morning? What is it that you have need of in your life? Our Father is well able to provide just what we need every day of our lives, every moment of our lives. Well able to provide for our needs. He's a provisional God. He makes a way out of no way. So what is it that you need this morning? What is it that you need in your life? Whatever it is, God can provide. He's got whatever you need. All you have to do, according to what Jesus said, is to ask in his name. Father will provide. On the day after the night in which Jesus spoke these words, my command is that you love each other. He laid down his life, bought us with his blood. And to all who confess and believe, gives sonship, the righteousness of God, making us the fruit of the cross, fruit that he bore as he gave his life, that we might have life. Isn't it funny how God designed this thing? You would think that life would bring about life. God said death will bring about life. That Jesus goes into the ground. Seed that is planted, that when the vine grows, shall produce much fruit. So he says to us, love each other. That after his example, we too ought to become bearers of fruit. My command is this, that you love each other as I have loved you. The Bible teaches us that God is love. 1 John 4:8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That God's love is discovered in action, that is, animation, which is the state of being full of life and vigor. God so loved the world that he gave action. Gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, have eternal life. And so this morning we're talking about a love affair that Jesus had with his children. A love affair so deep that he desired that none should perish, but that all should have eternal life. God sent the Son not to condemn, but to save. That you and I and everyone in the world has been given the gift of life, which is in and through Jesus Christ. God sent his only Son to die for us that we might live in relationship with the Father and with each other. It's because of this love that Jesus confesses in John the 10th chapter that it is the reason that he lays down his life freely for the redemption of our souls. It's also the reason John says, again in 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So we understand and employ this prime directive, which is the imperative here, that we are to love each other. We deepen our understanding of God, the nature of his love, the responsibility commanded toward us. Jesus says we are to love one another.
Amen.
Live in a world in need of love. A world where the love of many has already grown cold. Where evil abounds. We live in a world where what is right is determined by the individual.
Yes, sir.
By principalities and governments and not the word of God. We live in a world wherein the spirit of narcissism has taken hold. That is the excessive, erotic interest in oneself, one's physical appearance. We are no longer concerned about the needs of others. Responsibility to love others as God has loved us. Today's worldview is the expression of a sadistic world order wherein deriving pleasure from inflicting pain, suffering, and humiliation on others has become the norm of the day. Manifests itself almost daily. Just this past week, we witnessed to the taking of more innocent lives. People are caught up themselves in their own minds and sick mentalities. They have no love for others. They murder, maim with impunity, without fear of the consequences of their actions. We live in a world where hatred and bigotry is often openly expressed. Indifference towards others is encouraged. Live in a world in need of love. That love is the power of God. Power of God to heal, deliver, and to save. We stand in need of love today. Love that can be found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. That love is the love that can lift us, reunite us, connecting us with the true and the living God. That love is the love that can save a dying world, can bring hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and strength to the weak. And open the eyes of the blind, cause the lame to walk, heal the sick, raise those who walk as dead men to life. God, that love, God's love, agape love, is the reason we have a Savior this morning.
Yes.
Savior who specializes in the impossible. Yes. Through his great love, he gives salvation to all who will accept his will and his way.
Yes.
Is there anybody here this morning who will say, for God I will live, for God I will die? Anybody who will say this morning that I accept God's will and God's way for my life.